right, the show's starting in 20 minutes. There's marching bands. The gymnastics team comes out in between. They show videos, blah, blah, blah. If any of you curse, no check. Smoke a cigarette, no check. David Tell goes up, and I go, I got to watch. I have to watch this. I go up on the side of the stage. He lights a cigarette. I went, what is he doing? Is he crazy? And he goes, let's get this out of the way. Cock, fuck, tits, whore. Done, chisel, this. And he takes the seven dirty words to a whole new level. Anal, chisel. I mean, he just, and the crowd go, wah. He goes, sorry, Dean, but tonight's for the students. Wah. You're going to hear some panting. It's not a horny person.
Well,
it could be horny. Maybe.
He's loving you right now. Yeah.
But Mike brought one of our friend's dogs here because he loves the dog. What is the deal with Tucker?
Tucker's my favorite friend. He's my best friend.
What Tucker made,
next to Deanna.
And Deanna is getting her ass kicked right now.
I know, but I didn't mean that.
Yeah, we
dog.
Think Tucker lives with a cat.
Tucker does probably. Live with a cat. Yeah.
So what made you get? I how take did him, Tucker ended up here. You.
I was going by and I wrote Anthony. Said Tucker, want to come hang out today?
That's hilarious.
And then we feed the horses. Me and Tucker feed the horses.
So you hang out and yeah. stuff. And then when do you return, Tucker?
Whenever I want. I was gonna do him tomorrow, but since Deanna's feeling this way, I'll do it after.
Oh wow!
A podcast.
Okay. So is Anthony home?
He probably is now. He wasn't before.
He wasn't before.
I take Tucker all the time.
Anthony is our friend who he's from Long Island, and he's huge in the PC Richard world.
Yeah.
He's like the PC yeah, Richard his, now, isn't
I
he?
I think his wife is, his wife's his parents wife is, are Richards.
Yes, they yeah. are the Richards.
Yeah.
And that's where the video was filmed in his garage.
Yes, in his garage. And he also, yes. if you're a Mets fan, video. If you remember last year, probably the most famous video was when the Mets swept the Cubs and we were doing the champagne. That was Anthony I was with.
Right. You guys had all your house. Snow hats on and stuff.
And your goggles.
Yeah.
By the way, we're not getting paid to do that. We're just doing it because we love Anthony.
Oh. There's a sponsor we should get.
Yeah. So anyway, you may hear panting in the background. A lot is going on since the last podcast. A, we have a new member in the band. Mm-hmm. And it's a female.
Uh-huh. That's going to yes. scare the shit
congratulations,
out of
people. Congratulations, Deanna.
Deanna, you're going to be great.
Now you just have to learn how to play guitar.
Her name is Allie. How do you say her last name? Wost?
West.
It is West, like the Wild West.
Yeah.
It's Allie West.
She was on one She's of the podcasts awesome. Early.
Earlier, yes. And I have to say, the bug dropped before we started shooting videos. And David, who was shooting our music videos, I was like, how'd you guys meet? And he said, well, Allie was a badass guitarist. I'm like, you were a guitar player? She's like, yeah, I used to play in this band. Went, huh. He goes, she'll play for you. And I didn't really, I played it like I didn't hear what he said.
Yeah.
But that seed was definitely planted right mm-hmm. then and there when David said that. But I went, and every time I would look at Allie, I was like, I can't figure it. There's something about her I can't put my finger on. It's like she's one of the guys. She's kind of a badass, but yet she's still a girl.
Playful though,
yeah. Very playful. Yeah. Can bust balls. What are you gonna say, Deanna?
I think I knew when she was at your Brooklyn shows, And she just started like trying to get the crowd to mosh yes. and just rammed into like 30 people. It was great.
Yes. And everyone I told, from my wife to the neighbors, everyone goes, you got that chick? That's awesome.
I just remember doing the podcast we did when they were here and we were doing it. And I remember I had so much fun watching her laugh.
She was laughing
at
so
the
hard.
Podcast yeah. that yes. I was just like, oh, we need to have get like it. Probably I was saying guest, but it was just her.
Yes,
laughing was yes. so fun.
That was the one with Gus G, I believe, right?
There was
one before.
Yeah. I think it was like when Amy was analyzing dreams.
They were there. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Me and my hippo.
Yes, yeah.
And so Allie, but the coolest moment.
Congratulations, you guys! By the way, that's awesome.
I'm psyched about it.
So excited!
Know what?
It
feels super like excited. It feels like the gang now.
That's how I feel. Totally. I feel like it's the gang now.
Yeah,
and we're ready. To go.
Yeah,
we're totally ready to go.
Yeah,
I'm super stoked.
She's like 110% on board. She's like super enthusiastic. She's like
she put me on a spot.
Yeah,
and everyone that auditioned was really good.
Yeah,
they were really really good, and they made my life. Uh oh. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Wait. Do you hear yourself now?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Should we check this?
No, it's fine.
Yeah, and everyone that auditioned was so good. And we did a second round. We narrowed down to three people. And when we narrowed it down to three people, the first night, we had this guy who really, he's freaking awesome.
I loved him.
I do too. Great. I love him. And I'm sure if he listens to this, it's the last thing he wants to hear.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad you love me. You love me so much. I'm not on. But what I loved about him, like he's ready to go now.
Yeah.
And he really made things hard for me. But I have to say that ride home was a huge moment. I think it was the ride home where you, Mike, you said...
It was the ride there.
It was on the ride in?
Yeah.
It was on the ride in. And Mike goes, and if you know anything about Mike, he's just such a competitor at anything. If we sit down and eat, it's a competition. if it's anything, it's always a competition with Mike. So... On the ride in, he goes, you know, I used to play this heavy metal. I used to be really into it, and I used to play, like, all this. And I heard you say that once before, and I'm like, all right, well, what does that got to do with anything? You're not doing it now, so what do I care? It's like me saying, yeah, I used to ice skate, but I'm not ice skating. Who cares? It's not helping
Why
me.
Why am I getting riffed on?
I'm just telling you. That's when you first said it, Yeah, when you first said it, like, all right, well, it hasn't changed anything on stage, so why didn't you tell me? I don't care. And then on the ride, you go, you know, I kind of want to show everyone. You had that look in your eye, and the way you put your teeth away, so you're like, I kind of want to, and his teeth are all showing.
What's not?
Yes. Your teeth show.
Tim was driving. He wasn't even looking at me.
So I remember the moment, like, and he goes, I can play better. You know, and my brother, Brian's, why don't you just play Mike? And finally, Mike goes, I kind of want to play that. And I went, okay, I'm telling you right now, if you're going to do that and you're going to go full, I will back you 1,000% and I will go. I will launch this army and I'll be ready to go. But you got to promise me that's who you're going to be and that's who you're going to become. And that is the only thing that gave Allie a chance. I wanted Allie. We all wanted Allie, but my biggest fear was I can't.
I did too.
I know. Me and you really, really want.
Yeah.
And the reason why we want it, because it just makes a unit and there's a chemistry and it makes life easy. Yeah. I immediately started writing.
Yeah.
Soon as I got home that night, I just started writing and lyrics and this and thinking of the future, and I was so excited. I'd even look back. to the point where I'd even ask Joe, I'd even ask Eric. I didn't care. Like, this is what it's going to be.
Yeah, you didn't even, they found out.
Today.
When she was on the mass text email about gigs coming up.
Hey, can you, why is Allie on this gig? Oh, because we didn't tell you, she's in. And everyone that was there, we had another guy. Everyone was amazing.
It was, everyone had their different,
right,
complete different qualities. And it was, right, kind of going like, which one,
right,
do. And it's weird to be like, but she's just like one of the guys.
And the, yes. Yeah. And it just makes it, it's complete. It's good.
Yeah.
We can move now. So with that said, I think we stick to the game plan. We get to Las Vegas, February 3rd and 4th at the South Point Casino.
Nice.
We're working on, are you going to come out for that?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's going to be awesome. Yeah, I got to get tickets.
We have to have a bowling
night. Is that a weekend? It's a Friday, Saturday?
It's a Friday, Saturday. Sunday's the Super Bowl.
Nice. Oh. Awesome.
And we're going to be out all week.
Cool.
I should try to get shows for that week. Like, we should see Love.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I would love to see that.
So good.
You've seen it a couple times, right?
See, I can watch it 10 more times.
What is that?
It's the Beatles thing.
The Cirque du Soleil of the Beatles.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
Oh, cool.
I cried watching it. There's moments where I cried.
Awesome.
I don't care what you say. You're going to do the same thing. It's very moving.
Oh, I can't wait.
So we're all leading up to February 3rd and 4th. I also said, man, it'd be great to, if we can open for somebody. So today, I went with the game plan of, all right, let's do three every Wednesday at Bernie's in Chester, New Jersey. So I think tomorrow, the next day, I'll be able to confirm every Thursday with the exception of the first.
Wednesday, you said.
Every Wednesday, yeah, in November with the exception of the first week. There's five Wednesdays in November, mm-hmm, this year. Exclude the first one. Every single Wednesday after that.
Including the one before Thanksgiving?
Correct.
Ooh, that's going to be a good night.
That is, yeah,
it'll be a great
big
night.
So we'll play Bernie's, which is in Chester, New Jersey. We'll have Tucker's owner, Anthony.
I'm going to be on double duties that night then.
You'll be on double duties because you got to teach them whatever they're going to be playing. Our openers is going to be all local guys that like playing Sabbath.
We're doing like Bad Company and
Bad Company and stuff like that.
ZZ Top.
He's going to have so much fun.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Anthony's going to have so. Is Jimmy in that band?
Yeah, Jim Franson and Frank Fryhart is the singer. And our friend.
And do they
Luke.
Use that sound guy?
We will.
Why don't we use him for both?
Yeah.
So then I start looking at Mulcahy's in Long Island, in all local gigs. And Mulcahy's is a great gig.
Mm-hmm.
So I call him up this morning, and they answer and I go, hey, I'm looking for the booker. And the guy goes, yeah? Because I'm the booker. I went, all right, well, I'm looking, it's Jim Brewer, and I want to, I'm looking at maybe, I don't know, the Friday after, Friday or Saturday after Thanksgiving. He went, well, what would Jim Brewer want? I said, why are you talking to me like that? He goes, you're Jim Brewer? You're Jim Brewer. I said, he's like, oh my God, dude, that'd be sick. You really want? I'm like, yeah, I want to play there with the band. And so they have a set crowd already for the evening. So we wouldn't even have to try to get a crowd in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He said, they're already packed. They do a 90 show starting at 11 o'clock. So we can do 9:30 to 10:30 before the 90s show.
Yeah.
And there's some band that goes up earlier in the day. So I think Mulcahy's is pretty much a go for the Saturday after Thanksgiving on Long Island. And then I saw Sebastian Bach is playing there. He's also on the festival October 2nd.
On Jersey.
In New Jersey, when we're playing the Rock Carnival, right, WDJ mm-hmm. Rock Carnival in Lakewood?
Lakewood, yeah.
Lakewood, New Jersey, October 2nd, which I think it's smarter to ask him to do Mr. Rock and Roll and let him do Brian Johnson's part.
Yeah.
Oh, it's cool.
Rather than Alex?
rather than Alex. Were you up for it, Alex?
Yeah,
I was contemplating if you would do it.
Yeah, I'd give it a try.
Okay.
If you need somebody
Tucker.
To pinch.
Tucker, you're being annoying. Come on.
He just wants
no,
to
No, but I love you.
Sure, let him come by me.
You don't pet him, and he'll leave us all alone.
Okay. Yeah, he's nudging my hand.
No, don't pet him.
Okay, I'm not going to pet him. So, I don't have Sebastian Bach's number, so I called Eddie Trunk. I said, hey, can you give me Sebastian's number? He's hopping on a plane. I also have an idea for Eddie Trunk that I want us to do.
Is this a new idea?
Yeah, and we'll get into it either later in this podcast or when Eddie comes on. So I asked Eddie, hey, you have Sebastian's number. He's, I'm going to Dallas. He lands. He gives me Sebastian's number. I text Sebastian, right? Hold on a second. So I text Sebastian Bach. And my intention is, you know what? His crowd is going to be our crowd. Mm-hmm. It would be a perfect little mix to tour with someone like him. So I literally go, Sebastian, Jim Brewer, going to be on that rock carnival with you that Sunday, October 2nd. Love to say hello, and we should do a show together sometime. Keep rocking, brother. And me and him did a song together at Sirius with Rob Halford.
I remember. I watched that thing.
The One You Love to Hate. And if you haven't seen it, go on YouTube. It's me, Sebastian Bach, and Rob Halford singing Locked and Loaded and The One You Love to Hate. And I wrote, we did that together with Halford at Sirius a while back. Later, he writes back, I'll do his voice. Dude! Dude! Because the recording we made together was one of the best videos I have on YouTube. Because I wasn't jumping around and running around and shit like that. We sang fucking amazing that day. See you in Jersey. Yes. Hey, do you want to open up my shows in California? Have your people email my management. Got four shows in October. So I immediately wrote back.
He's so excited about all this.
I went, yes! Let me check out the dates. That'd be sick. I will check it out, see if we're available. Thanks for the offer. He sends me the dates. It's actually five dates. October 18, 20, 21, 23, and 26. Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. What the hell is he? Okay, wait a minute, wait a minute. He sent me.
Oh, it's next year.
There's only three California dates. What is he talking about?
The other ones are like
Brazil.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, we're going to Brazil.
Yeah.
What?
Okay, wait a minute. So the 18th, he's in Brazil.
We're doing that.
The 20th, it says live San Juan, Capistrano, California.
That sounds like California.
Okay. Yeah. Agoura Hills, California. Pasadena, California. And Merced, California.
So that's four.
So it's four gigs, and I think that's what he said.
We should just go to Brazil anyways.
And so I'm working on it. I don't know what that entails. Like, do we... Do I have to rent a van? I have no clue what that entails.
We gotta rent. We gotta get gear.
We gotta all get gear. Play. So I called his management on the way here, and I said, "Listen,
there's a lot of off days too."
I said, "I've never done this before. I haven't even told anyone in my camp. I just want to make sure our expenses are covered. I personally don't care if I make a nickel. I just want the band to get paid." We're covered. Let me know. I go, I've never done this. I haven't even told anyone yet. And does Sebastian know it's the band, right? It's not me just coming as a comedian. I said, but I do stand up and I mix, stories with the songs and shit like that.
That would be awesome.
I'm waiting to hear from them. And then he immediately put me in a text with his manager. Hey, dude, make this happen. I think that'd be freaking awesome.
Oh, after you told him the band also, he was like...
I didn't say... I told him, no.
Okay.
No, not yet.
But I'm sure you can.
He has to know because you were saying you're doing the same. Did you mention him singing?
Yeah.
No? Oh, you did.
Oh no, I didn't mention. I'm going to ask him though. Yeah. I'm going to ask him. Matter of fact, I should. I'm going to send it to him right now, Mr. Rock and Roll. Hold on a second. I'm going to do Mr. Rock and Roll. You can download any of our songs for free. Jim Brewer.
Know who would be great to do Brian Johnson's part?
Who?
Axl Rose.
You're a dick.
Okay, hold on.
Is Guns N' Roses playing the DHA thing?
No, but Axel DC is at the Garden Wednesday night.
Oh, he is? Yeah. Axel DC.
Wow.
Okay. All right, I'm going to...
You know, Jim, I was lucky enough to be at that up at Sirius, that show. And that was an incredible time.
You were there, that's right.
Yep.
With Sebastian.
Sebastian was hysterical.
He was so funny because I got my kids there. I had my daughter there. I was probably, what, 10 at the time? Yep. Maybe 12. I said... Just a little heads up. My daughter's here. He goes, oh, yeah, dude, I got kids. No problem.
The best part about it was that Halford opened up for Ozzy the night before at the Garden.
That's right. And now he's on the show with me.
He's on the show.
And I said, would you want to do these songs? And so me and Sebastian did Locked and Loaded together. And then Halford
came. No, you did both of them.
We did?
You went over both of them.
And no, it's the best. When we did it, Sebastian goes, dude, did you fucking tape that? That was sick. And I went, no, that was live. Oh, fuck, thank God. Well, I've got no sympathy. Four or five years ago, maybe?
Yeah, it was a while ago. But Halford came in after the night at the Garden, and he blew him away.
Really?
Just no warm-up. Came out, come back. He went outside, smoked a cigarette, and came back in.
Wow.
Incredible.
Hold on. Hey, dude, this song I did with Brian Johnson, if you're interested in doing his part, let me know. Doing his part at the carnival.
They're on the same day as us?
At the festival. Yes. He's on our day.
Cool.
I think it'd be fun.
Yeah.
I think it would be fun. But here's the thing, too.
You're on the good stage.
What are you showing there? What are you showing there?
Our lineup for Saturday.
Who's on there Saturday with us?
Sick Puppies. Jim Brewer, Loud and Rowdy, Trivium, The Cult, Buck Cherry, Offspring, Breaking Benjamin, and Alice in Chains.
Wow. I wish we got to see Alice in Chains.
We do.
You will.
Yeah, we do.
You will.
Oh, you guys do. I don't.
No,
I
you will next week in Houston.
Oh, they're in Houston.
Yes.
They're in the gig in Houston with us.
Yes.
Awesome.
Nice.
You guys got to meet Jerry and Sean. Sean is so freaking funny, the drummer.
Mm-hmm.
I got to see the podcast with us. We should set up. Are we able to set up a podcast out there?
I don't know how we do it.
Can we get like a computer or a laptop, or can I get one of those? Can I buy one of those things that, like a equalizer or something?
We can.
Or just a regular recorder.
Yeah, yeah.
I can plug mics in.
Yeah, like three mics will do it probably, right?
Yeah. And then download it and send it to Lou.
Yeah, I got to find the easiest way to do it that sounds good.
And then right there, we can set it up in our dressing room.
Yeah.
And we get whoever.
That would be awesome.
And then we could do it the night. We should do it the night before the festival in one of our hotel rooms. We go in my room. We'll hang out. Or I'll ask them to give us some type of ballroom or something. We go in there. We hang out. We do that. And then the next day in our dressing room, we'll see whoever we can get.
I'm sure a lot of the bands are staying at the same hotel.
It might even be fun. Yeah, it might even be fun to like talk to the ushers.
You should invite them into your room.
Yes. And security guards for the
gig.
Or
ask them who the biggest dicks are.
Yes.
And then we broadcast afterwards, so it doesn't matter.
Right. Broadcast it after. And they say, who?
That'd be great.
And what's great is
like
most of them are
security people.
That's what I'm talking about. You get security guys. And the security guys would be great because they don't care.
No.
A lot of them are African or black guys, African American guys who could care less about the bands.
Yeah.
And like, I'll tell you who's paying my ass.
He's now
please
working.
Do.
He's
please
now
do.
Working the festival.
Yeah. Right. Let me hear. Tell me what's going on. Because I know that's it. It was at the last festival. I couldn't get anyone backstage. I'm like, I'm on the band. He goes, no deal, man. You got to have this laminate. Suddenly Tracy Morgan's working.
The Houston Festival.
Ain't nobody out there unless you're willing to get pregnant. Nobody allowed back here unless you get pregnant. I'm pretty excited about all this. Don't you feel... You feel it now. The only thing I'm worried about, not worried, but I feel bad for Joe, but if those dates... What is he doing? Do you know?
I think he had...
It's a work
I
thing?
Asked him to do something that weekend, too, and he said... He's like, I'm gone that weekend. It's for work, a business trip.
Yeah, I think it's a big work thing.
Yeah.
What weekend is that?
The California shows.
Yeah. Well, too bad.
Yeah.
No offense, Joe, but too bad. we can find a bassist
now
for four shows.
It's all E's.
Hired.
We can just find a guy in the street there.
One of the ushers.
Come here. A guy that blows in a jug.
Can you do this?
Yeah. We'll get a guy to stand in the corner. Won't even have. Won't even have him plugged in. He'll just go with his mouth.
You should get somebody with a stand-up face.
Yeah, oh my God! That's how I might do that.
You get to
hey guys, come on, man. That's not
he's gonna rent a car and walk in any second. I hear what you guys are saying.
That's not cool, man. My car's broke down and all right, if you say I sound like that, that's fine.
All right, so all the wheels are in motion.
Yeah,
this is really good. All right, I mean,
Houston is going to be so much fun.
You're coming, right, Artie?
I'll be there, yeah. Just one question.
Thanks for rubbing it in.
Does Mike have a bathtub?
Probably not.
Houston?
I don't even know what room was. What hotel are we in?
We're in a hotel right. Well, I don't want to say it because
it's near the show.
Yeah, it's right. Yeah, it's right next door. Actually,
we're pretty much where all the bands are.
Yeah.
Oh, there's definitely bathtubs.
So we're not going to be the. No one's going to be looking for us. They're going to be looking for... You said the Cult is on that gig?
Yeah. Yep.
Do we got to hang out with the Cult?
Definitely. Not the Cult on the...
You're on, down
they're on Philly,
them.
Too.
Yeah, down in Philly.
Yeah, but I can't see any of these guys. I got to leave and go do my New Brunswick show.
That's so okay. I'll come see you in New Brunswick.
Is I may go Sunday.
Volbeat. They're playing 7:30 Sunday
to
night.
Go see Volbeat Sunday night back at the carnival we're playing.
Rock Allegiance.
The Rock Allegiance. By the way, so I haven't told like management or anyone that Allie's in a band. I just don't want input. This is what I'm doing, and that's that. I tell my wife, she's like, oh my God, it's awesome. Literally, everyone I say is like, oh my God, it's freaking, the chick is going to be great. Females, they're immediately excited. And I think it just adds a great thing. Rob Caggiano has been calling me every day for the last 3 days. Every single day. The first day, I couldn't really talk.
You're making a mistake.
Every day. I finally went, all right, I'm gonna have to talk to him too. I pick up the phone today. He sounds horrible. He's sick. He's really sick. Bro, I'm sick. What happened? You know, we bring these kids up on stage. Fuck kid sneezes all over me. now I'm sick. I'm a mess. Because I got fever, a whole bad thing. What's going on with the band? Well, we got a new guitar player. I'm super psyched. Who'd you get? I said, I don't want to tell you. He goes, come on. Who'd you get, bro? What'd you do? I said, I got a female. He starts laughing. He goes, you know what's messed up? I was going to tell you, should get a chick.
Oh, nice. Oh, wow.
And he goes, I'm actually talking to my good friend who plays with Alice Cooper. And we're talking about her joining your band. He goes, but Alice plays until November, and then she's got free time. And I went, well, I got a chick, and she's freaking awesome, and all that jazz. So he was super stoked.
Wow.
And I feel like that's great. I feel like that's the big brother.
Wow.
Now I got another thing to throw at you. He's done in November. And I think we'll have another... If we stick to the writing sessions that we're talking about, what are you showing, Artie? What are you all hopped up about?
Alice Cooper's.
Oh, I can't. D's not going to allow that. That's Alice Cooper's guitarist?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, Lord. That's Nita Strauss?
Yeah, that wouldn't work.
Oh, my Lord.
You would need a lawyer.
You could also get three Japanese girls to dance. and we could all wear Kiss makeup too.
Rob was saying, I said, I think I'll have 10 working songs by November if we do these rehearsals we're talking about, Mike. And like I call them the think tanks.
Right.
And we sit down and I go, this is what I want to write about. And we have conversation, like me, you, Joe. And we just have conversation and then we get something from there and then narrow it in or Allie too. I don't know if Allie's how she is with that. Eric. And I think by the end of November, we might have 8-9 songs to present to Rob. And he said, let's make another album.
That'd be great.
So maybe we'd be pre-production already in December, January, for the next album. That'd be pretty awesome.
The one thing we still have to do, though.
What?
We have to get the Allie in on the old songs for the shows still.
What old songs?
All the ones that we're going to play.
Oh, yeah.
Before
well, that's the show. Yeah. That's yeah. Of course.
I'm thinking about for the first show she does.
Oh, yeah, of course, because her first show is Houston.
Yeah.
Yeah, who's of course. That's a given. That's a given already.
Who's doing Philly, Brian?
Brian's doing Philly.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's automatically a given.
Yeah.
We'll do the set. I think we should do something like, rehearsals will be, we do a set, we do whatever our set's going to be, and then, hey, let's jam on this new thing.
Right.
And let's see if we have something funny we want to come with, or a bit, and we start using these podcast bits to mess around with, too, on stage.
Because it'll be so, once we could go into, once we get these songs out of, like, the album out of the way with her, then we could just start going into rehearsals and going, like, all new ideas.
Yes.
All bits.
Yes.
And the songs are, like, we don't have to worry about them anymore.
How many songs do you think she knows now? You don't think she knows them all?
I think she knows them all, but we haven't worked out. Again, we didn't want to stop in the middle of auditions. Just
got it. And now let's just work on that.
Yeah, yeah.
To it's perfected.
And then 4 a.m. and bingo, we just got to want to do this. So.
Okay. All right.
A week. I mean, we have this week and next week.
Yes.
I think if we get two in next week or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm around. The more the merrier.
Okay. Yeah. I'm into doing.
And it doesn't even have to be the whole band.
Yeah.
It could be just the two of you and she comes out here or whatever.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. I'm into all that.
I get paranoid about things coming to the last minute a lot.
Yeah, no. My first agenda is make sure we're ready for those shows.
Yeah.
And now we're going to be doing all these other shows, the Bernies and Chester.
I'm so psyched about those.
I am too, because they're going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
So much fun. All local shows.
Yeah.
Is there anywhere else to play locally?
I just don't think. Jersey? To me, I don't think anywhere makes as much sense.
Me either. It's just we're comfortable. And who cares? It's a paid rehearsal.
Yeah.
What about like Stanhope House?
It's just not. I honestly, it's not.
He's done Stanhope before.
What about the Public House?
No, I don't think it's a good crowd. I don't think it's a good setup.
No, too small, I guess.
It's not the environment too.
Yeah.
It's a little stiff.
Yeah.
They wouldn't know what happened there.
But anywhere else you go, you just, like, it's going to be problems with money and how much the door, like, anything like that. In Bernie's, we just know.
Yeah, we know what Bernie's is.
It's easy, and there's going to be, it's just what, I probably have more people than anyone come to Bernie's.
Of course, and I'm like, listen, why don't you charge him $10 at the door.
Mm-hmm.
You get 100 people, I can cover the whole band.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're good to go, and who cares? Everyone's okay.
Yeah. And then we do one. More people want to come back the next week.
Right. Come back next week. We're going to change it up or not change it up, whatever. Just come in. And it'll be great.
Word will get around town.
Public House, you could do an acoustic set there.
Speaking of acoustic, I do want to do some acoustic stuff.
I would like to do that, too. That would be good. There's a couple of them that I think.
Yeah?
Like, I think Unexplained could actually be really good.
Yes.
Acoustic.
Yeah.
And even old school. Lower. Like, not so you're screaming it, but I think it's a great song.
What? You guys are going to make your songs acoustic?
No, that's not the direction I was going, but that's the direction they're going.
Okay. No, I'm thinking when you were saying, because Chris mentioned doing a couple acoustics.
Yeah, for radio.
Yeah, yeah. And I thought about it, and I was like, oh, there's two we could probably pull off.
Unexplained, yes. I think Raising Teenage Girls is the acoustic. I can't, old school, I'd have to hear you doing it.
Yeah.
As an acoustic, I'd have a hard time.
The only part I don't hear is the beginning, but the
right.
The rest of it is just. Yeah, you can't think of it. Like that. Yeah, right. It has to be changed a little. I'm just thinking, like, vocally, it's...
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see.
So what's your acoustic thing you want to do?
No, for newer stuff.
Oh.
And I'd like it for the Unexplained, if we're going to do these Bernie shows, why not play a long 30-second to a minute intro, almost Spanish-sounding, sort of the
flamenco.
So the way Rob does it, and then it becomes your own thing.
Right. With an acoustic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But an acoustic thing works, too, if you're doing a radio appearance.
Yes, and that's why they want us to learn some acoustic stuff for radio.
Yeah.
But if you can do that for Bernie's, that'd be huge.
The only thing I refuse to do, has you ever seen those guys who have the acoustic guitar that's set up on the stand, and they walk up, and it's already set up at the right level?
Oh, yeah. You're not going to do that.
That is the worst thing ever. It
bothers you.
Oh, it's so bad. It
makes you angry.
Oh.
All right. I'll make sure that doesn't happen.
I'll find another way. I'll hold the guitar behind my back or something and do it this way.
All right. It's fine. That's fine.
All right.
Every time I see that, I just go, oh, he's not going to walk up and play that now, is he?
So that's really, you know, I don't know. What kind of... We got to start doing bits for the podcast, too, and going live.
I have an idea.
What, Deanna?
So what if you and the four tenors are like...
I already love it that it's the four tenors. We forgot all about the four tenors.
Oh, no, we were just had a big, like,
had a big talk about it.
I'm going to a wedding this weekend for one of the actors that I wanted to come.
And that's another thing I forgot about. We were going to do the whole actors thing. We got to do that.
Yeah, we just have to set a date and then get them in. So, but anyway, so the idea is you and the four tenors are like an officiant for a wedding. And the DJ for a wedding and like a whole crew
the
for
caterers.
Yeah. The caterers.
So like they retire from metal and own, open up like a wedding business.
Well, here's what we'd have to do. We'd have to write like a little, why don't we write, we could do this too and like make scenes and stuff. Write a short little play, a little 7-minute play starring Ozzy Halford.
Mm-hmm.
Hetfield, I always, and Brian Johnson.
Yeah,
and it's I'd be all up in that.
Rob Halford has got to be the one who marries the couple.
Yeah,
do you take this lovely bride?
May I now kiss the groom?
Or like Brian Johnson when he's like, "You may kiss the bride," and he's just like, "Fuck."
No, I think he talks about how hot all the food is.
Ooh, fire! Spicy wings! Ooh!
Can't buy the cake, you ready? He should be the MC.
Yeah, totally.
Let's keep it going, buddy! The guest of honor! The bride and groom, you ready?
He starts throwing like bombs when he's announcing the bridal party and shit.
Bombs go off every time they come in.
Now the bride will dance with the father. Ooh! Yeah! Yeah!
He talks to him during the whole dance.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Way to go!
Ooh! Yeah! 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 Yeah!
Yeah! No, it's a nice slow dance. Right, you try to get the crowd into it.
There's the bride and groom. Nice slow dance.
He's trying to get him on.
You see, move! Yeah! 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 Ooh, yeah!
There just should be a show called The Four Tenors. Yeah. That's all every week. It's just them doing a different thing.
Four tenors. We need ideas. Where can you email these ideas? What is our email? And you're working on a website, right?
Yes. Alex? Yep. Hold on. Let me get the email address.
How many biographies do you have so far?
I want to do a fun game with all the biographies that we did.
What's a biography? What are you talking about?
I'll read you Mike's biography.
Biography?
So...
Wait a minute. What is this
you're
for?
Lucky you aren't on that thread. Yeah. There's like 80 texts.
Yeah, you were probably taking
it.
You would have snapped.
Pissed. Let me tell you why I get pissed when you retards start going off.
Now Allie's trying to write more and more and more to piss you off.
Today I had like lawyer calls and stuff like that. So while they're calling, you can't answer it because every 2 seconds, bing, bing, bing,
oh
unless until I clear the text. And every time I clear it, another one's popping up and I can't answer the phone. I'm like, I'm going to fucking kill these guys. Like,
Allie's even writing, Jim's throwing his phone out the window now.
Oh, my God. I get so pissed.
So the email address.
Wait, you started the text, though. You started it today.
Yes. It's yes, no questions.
But we want to make sure everyone's on board and understands.
It's not an hour of, I like French fries. Oh, that's great. You ever watch the movie? But no, I don't care.
Oh, we were trying to figure out if we could open for Billy Joel the night before Thanksgiving. We were trying to figure out where's Billy Joel playing because we wanted to open for him.
Yeah.
People should know the way. Yeah, this is nice.
And then I was trying to see if we could open for Elton John, too.
Yeah, here, look. Look, look I this is what happens today when I email, when I text these guys. Ready? This is all I ask for. Ready? And this is what turns. Hey, gang. I'm looking at November 9, 16, 23, and 30 for Bernie's in Chester or another place. Speak now if dates need to be blocked. Figure 9 p.m. shows, perhaps 8:30 with an opener. Joe.
Oh, Wednesdays, I'm kidding.
I can't wait to hear Allie's voice.
I don't have Allie down yet, all right? But she's like, oh my God, my first group band text.
Dude!
Dude. Hi, guys. Did you know you have to see me all the time now? Also, everyone come up with a metal this idea. By the way.
Mm-hmm. I brainstormed about that a little.
I want a popular song that everyone knows and the reason why you pick it.
We all ignored that.
Leave it as a voicemail. Don't fucking text it on this thread. Mike.
Oh, no.
Whoops, there goes that surprise. Left my ass up. Okay. So now we're going on to here.
Allie started it with saying we should open for the big shot.
Yeah. Yes, so all Allie says is, Mulcahy's would be amazing. Thanksgiving Eve, that place would be packed. Get Big Shot on the bill. Now my... Oh, the Billy Joel cover band? Yes. Kidding, of course, but they can pack that place. You're not kidding. You like Big Shot. We would just play wherever Billy Joel is playing. like the garden or something. Well, I do like Big Shot. I can't lie. Holy shit, 23rd Madison Square Garden. I'm in.
Who are we saying this?
It's all of us. That was
Joe. Allie, Mike, Joe. Now Allie goes, totally inappropriate to play with, but I'm super into it on a personal level. Billy doesn't play MSG the 23rd, but he does play the 30th, so adjust your schedule accordingly. Hey, where's Elton John playing the 23rd? Hey, Al, just to let you know, Jim hates long text chains. He gets angry, starts swearing in the car. He wants to have a bad meaning about it. So to annoy him, keep responding to texts long after appropriate. I know, we've discussed it. It's making me laugh because I know he's sitting there like, TF, did I start this? Elton John has a day off November 23rd.
They're trying to talk to his lawyer.
And this is all I'm trying to do. I got phone calls and lawyers and managers, and this is popping up every 10 seconds. However, he has dates before and after Europe. Billy Joel is more likely to come out for Mulcahy's, I think. We should play Bernie's Day before Thanksgiving.
That was a serious one there.
And it'll be mobbed. We are playing it before day thing. I'm good for all dates. Thanksgiving Eve is a big drinking night. Then Allie sent something. I can't read. Black Wednesday. Hey, can we make a song title, March of the Penguins?
That was my idea.
No, she told me there's a documentary called March of the Penguins, and I want a song title that.
Mike says his Jim's phone flies Wait. Out his car window. Ha, 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 ha. And Allie gets fired. Ha, 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 ha. Dude, these guys don't stop.
Jim, do you know that Mike is obsessed with penguins for the past, like...
Yes, this all came out during the...
auditions.
Yeah, during the auditions. He started... When Allie was there, he was talking about he wants to pet a huge penguin.
Yeah, this is his new bio. Mike Tishy loves penguins. His goal in life is to own a penguin farm and experiment with penguins in Florida temperatures. His favorite color is brown.
What are these bios
for the website?
I sent out a text asking people for the podcast, like everyone, to submit little bios.
That and that's what you wrote.
No, I didn't write anything.
No, nobody wrote anything.
Everyone wrote nobody stuff for wrote other anything. People.
Got it.
Yeah.
So I wrote one for Alex's. That was a description of Cobra from Sylvester.
So,
Stone.
All right. So what started happening was...
We have a fun game.
So the game is...
All right.
Bios for everyone. So,
I have a feeling this is going to be too complicated for Jim in the game.
No? I don't think so.
Okay, go.
So basically, I'm writing Mike's bio as if he is a character in a movie. You guys have to guess the character in the movie. So an example would be...
Go.
Hold on, let me find
that. So we're all sitting here, and you're going to describe someone? We have to guess who you're describing?
Yes.
In a movie.
Right, but the only thing that's changing is... So for Deanna's, it was Deanna, an Italian-American from the East Coast, has a passion for cars and auto mechanics.
I know it.
She is often hired to give expert testimony on the differences between the Buick Skylark and the Pontiac Tempest.
I know it.
You'd have to buzz in and come up with the character name and the movie. If you only get the movie, you get half points.
That's, what's her name in My Cousin Vinny?
Yep. Ding, 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 yep. ding, 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 ding.
Marissa Tourmé.
Marissa Tourmé. Little dumb idea.
And My Cousin Vinny.
Good. Absolutely.
Okay.
So that's the game. It would be like Jeopardy style.
But he's gonna actually get buzzers.
Yeah, so I'm going to
get real buzzers then.
Buzzers for you guys to chime in.
Oh, wow. Okay. That sounds good.
Awesome.
That sounds really good. All right. We should do some games on tour, too.
Yeah, like Punch Buggy Blue. Do you know a Punch Buggy or no?
Like no punchbacks.
What the hell is wrong with you, retard? You're completely retarded.
That was the stupidest thing.
These guys are so retarded.
You probably need to switch hotels.
Oh my god.
My favorite part was Jim's face. He was just like, what the hell?
He looked very disappointed.
Oh my god.
You play at the car, you see a Volkswagen, you say Punch Buggy Blue, and you punch the person next to you.
Yes, I know all about it.
I have three children.
Jim knows the game.
Of course I know. I get children.
That's not what you're talking about.
What the hell is wrong with you two? You guys are out of your mind. Hell, you know what's scary? Neither one of them get high or drink. They're just naturally retarded.
I don't know why is this so bad.
You know what? You know, you just remind me. Lou, I want you to chime in on Gene Wilder's laugh when he's losing his mind.
Oh. Hey, Skip. Hey. Oh, shit. Skip. Hey, Skip. Skip. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You remind me of Gene Wilder. When
what?
He's complete. Who's
Wilder?
That?
Oh my
Did
god.
Did you say who's that?
He's an actor,
Frankenstein?
Right?
Oh my god.
I never seen Frankenstein.
You've never seen Willy Frankenstein?
I'm sorry.
Willy Wonka?
Have you never seen Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
I haven't seen that.
What?
Remember, I told you guys, I've never seen
Have you ever seen Blazing Saddles?
Is that about a horse?
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
He's never seen like Never Ending Story or like any.
Oh my god!
There's
oh my
a scene.
I've seen Karate Kid though.
There's a scene in Stir Crazy where Gene Wilder loses his mind. He's laughing so hard. That's who you just remind me of. You laugh just like Gene Wilder when he's out of his mind.
Okay, let's get out of here. Come on, Silver. Skip. Harry, I'm freaking. Skip. Giddy up. So long, suckers. Hey, Harry. He thinks he's a horse. Help me. Harry. Do it. Do it. Please. He's sick. He's having a fit. See, he don't have his foot pills. He's got them. Where's your foot? He's got one. Vietnam. Please, man. Do it. Harry. Help me. Harry.
Skip.
Harry.
Skip.
Huh?
Skip.
Huh?
Oh, shit. Skip.
Hey.
Skip.
It's okay. It's okay. You did it. You did it.
He's okay now.
I'm okay now.
Oh, I know who that is. He's from...
He passed away. He just passed away.
Is he in one of the vacations?
No.
Oh my God, Mike.
No.
He's not. Oh my God, he got
you
old.
Don't know his movies?
No, I do know that. I know that picture. No. I know the picture you just saw. Is that
from Willy Wonka.
Yeah, I don't know that movie. I've seen.
You ever saw Stir Crazy?
Mm-mm.
I never
Richard
saw that.
Pryor? Pryor?
I know who Richard Pryor
Wait,
is.
Where he...
What about Hear No Evil?
I've seen that.
Where they go to
that.
Jail.
That's the blind guy
and
then
the deaf
guy.
Jail. Gene Wilder was one of them. Gene Wilder was the white guy.
Oh.
And Richard Pryor, they go into jail and Richard Pryor starts walking like a badass and Gene's like, what do you do? He's like, you gotta get bad, Jack. This is the real deal, Jack. And then Gene Wilder's really white and he's trying to move his head.
Which one's that from? That's from
it's called Stir Crazy.
Oh.
Oh my God.
He's married to Gilda
Radner. We
gotta
watch that. Do you have it? You
know, yes, I do.
Can I borrow it?
Hell yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's a great
Oh my
movie.
God, it's such a great movie. With
oh, I can't
they
wait
go
to
jail
it.
And they're just trying to make their life miserable in jail.
I can't wait to see that.
And then
oh,
little
it's
do
so
they.
Good.
You're Gene Wilder.
Yeah. Oh, God. Movie night at the
I'm
hotel.
In so much trouble.
Oh, everyone always makes me watch movies, and whenever every time someone tells me to watch a movie,
you just automatically don't like a movie if someone tells you to like it.
I don't know. I don't know.
I didn't tell you to like it. I'm just telling you why. Gene Wilder. Wow.
Yeah, we bad.
That's right, we bad. Uh-huh. We take no shit. No shit.
I don't know it.
And then they come in and they have the meltdown. My God, it's so great. Wow. Wow.
I'll have to brush up. I know like Big Trouble in Little China.
Never heard of that.
Really?
What?
I never saw it either.
Kurt Russell?
Oh, no. It's such an amazing
Anything
movie.
Kurt Russell is amazing.
The snake one.
Unlawful Entry?
Escape from New York.
Yeah.
Classic.
That's all I know.
It's one of the best movies ever made.
And the one he made with, what's her name? And Overboard.
Goldie Hawn.
Yeah, I'm not into Overboard.
That's
really.
A
Alex,
great movie.
Alex
that's
likes
a great
Overboard.
Movie.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
A great movie.
It's the only two I know.
Oh, the Big Trouble in Little China is amazing.
So good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's like an 80s, like it's a like sci-fi, an, 80s sci-fi
like
type
action
thing.
Adventure.
Yeah.
All right.
He's the best.
So good.
So badass.
Plays such a badass.
Do you know Cobra? You ever seen Cobra?
With Stallone?
Yeah. Was Kurt Russell in that?
No.
Stallone.
Why would you bring
because
that
it's
up?
Like the same type. We put those all together in the same
No. But Kurt Russell and Stallone were in Tango and Cash. Well,
do you know Tango and Cash?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah,
that's great.
You know in Cobra? In
he
order
can
to
hang
make,
out with us like, now.
In Cobra, when in order to make him tough... Sylvester Stallone, like a real badass, they make him walk into his apartment and he cuts his pizza with a scissor. He walks in, he can't find a knife, so he gets out a scissor and he cuts it, he eats it.
Punch buggy
blue.
Punch buggy blue.
No punch bags.
Holy cow. We're going to have some road together. All right. Well, I know the first song I want to metal this one. And also, I want to do metal this and also have a whole preacher thing I want to do, which is funny.
What? But you told me this. What is this?
Again? A million times I said it. It's a metal. It's a church, but it's funny as shit.
What is it again? I you've told me you don't want to say it now?
No.
Okay.
I want to wait for it and just present it, and we just do it as a bit. But we got to do it like live. We get what we have to do is we can do it right in School of Rock, just set up like 8 chairs.
Uh huh.
Or we could do it in Bernie's like during the day. It's got to be a bit where I just need one guitar player that comes out, and I come out as the metal pastor. And I already know the sermon I'm going to give. It's like a 15-minute sermon. It's freaking
15 minutes?
Yeah, it's freaking hilarious.
Does it have an end? Like, is there a moral? And
of course.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's a real moral
thing. Are you
going to
have a metal choir behind you?
Whoa, it's Marilyn Manson going.
No. We stick to the tenor. It's like, can I get a yeah?
Yeah!
Instead of the amens, yeah, can I get a yeah?
Yeah!
Can I get a James Hetfield? Yeah!
Yeah!
Can I get a Rob Halford? Oh,
yeah! For an SD. I love when you do that and the crowd responds with that.
That stuff we got to do, it like yeah. Bernie's and all that, the Mulcahy's. It's going to be hilarious.
Oh, God.
With the jokes.
Yep.
I got more jokes, too, for Halford and all that. I'm starting to collect all these jokes.
I know that you can't, for some reason, you don't want to do it. But
what?
I think my favorite thing is...
The banana?
No, Hetfield doing Carrot Top.
I know, it's
so funny.
It yeah, is it funny, is. I just need the, I need the...
The props. Alex, props.
I'll do it.
Get on props. Okay. What do you need,
we
baby
need
on board?
Prop jokes. We need prop visual jokes.
Yeah, so can you no get problem. Like a Cabbage Patch Kid and put it on an ironing board?
When we were looking at the TV show, I actually made a list of Carrot Top jokes.
Wait a minute. There's a guy... Wait a minute. There's a guy. He's from Indiana. He's a comedian. And he had great prop word jokes.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to think what his name is. And he does songs. Like song about a toaster. And
is it Dimitri Martin?
No. Long before Dimitri. And he does this thing... Where he puts, Hetfield would be great for this. He takes out a big sign. It just says this. And he comes out. He's like, "You see this? Do you see this?" Yeah. And he goes, "Can you believe this? You believe this?" Then he starts playing where he goes, "I'm gonna go over there," and he puts up there.
Mm-hmm.
"I'm gonna go over there," and then he goes, "Sorry, I'm not sure if I can go over there or there," and then he puts there, and he goes, "I'm gonna put this over there," and he puts the this over the there, and he keeps playing on the
easy.
Words.
That's an easy one to do.
That would be really good. We're like Hetfield. "You believe this?"
"Yeah."
"Oh, believe this?" "Do you believe this?" "You believe this?"
And you have like an it sign hiding behind, like right. Something. You go, "Where is it?
Where is it?"
"It is over there."
"Did you hear that?"
After that falls,
right. "You see that? You see that? You see this? See that?" Yeah, so we got to work on the Hetfield funny jokes.
But the one that you do that makes me laugh the most is the Miss Piggy.
The what?
He's
what?
Miss
what?
Piggy. Where you swing the bat and you miss the pig.
I need a little pig stuffed animal.
And a bat, like a kid's bat.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys ready for a joke? Yeah!
Yeah!
Give me a yeah! Here. Got a little piggy here. He throws it up, swings and miss. Miss Piggy!
See, the best thing to me was if you did that and people didn't get it, I would lose it. Because I'd be like, I just want to keep watching that over and over and over.
But you also have to play, we need acoustic, like Fade to Black or something, uh-huh. or one. Boom, ding, bing, ding, boom, ding, bing, ding, bing,
right,
ding,
yeah.
ding, ding, ding. And he's got to go, "Here's a joke, yeah! Here's a joke for you.
You hear the one about the..."
No, and he's got to do something like this. "Here's one for you. I call this," and he throws it up, misses it. "Miss Piggy!"
If I was in the crowd, I would be the loudest person laughing at
you. You would be the only one
laughing. I
know. You gotta keep boom, ding, bing, ding, 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 ding. "You see this?" "This I call..." He throws it up again. He throws a big. After like five jokes, he comes back at the big. He throws it up and goes, "Miss Piggy again."
I like.
This is for someone I really miss. Piggy, I miss Piggy.
You have to get one that no one get, like that one that doesn't make sense. So you do it, and it's just like you do it, and no one makes any noise.
No, yeah.
I love the idea of him doing the joke, and it's like.
Dead silence.
I would lose it.
And during the Halford,
you just stop playing play the guitar and listen to the silence.
Right when you do the joke, I stop.
Right.
Quick, quick. Little crickets. Yeah!
You have to get the puppets involved again, too.
Yeah, I got to work on the Hetfield one, but it's the Ozzy one is going to be great.
What? Who does Ozzy do again?
He does Richard Pryor.
Mm-hmm. I love Rob Halford doing Stephen Wright.
Yeah. Stephen Wright jokes is so funny with Rob Halford. I might have to look into... what's his name? Oh my God, legendary comedian, the hippie guy.
Mitch Hedberg?
Yeah.
Mitch
Hedberg.
He has good, like,
he's got
Stephen
good
one line.
Oh
Stephen
my
Wright.
God. May we do Halford as covering Mitch Hedberg.
Is Mitch Hedberg the one that said the problem with Bigfoot is that he's really blurry? It's either him or Stephen Wright.
It sounds like a Mitch Hedberg joke. Yeah. Oh my God, Mitch Hedberg was so funny.
I mean, we did a whole, like, we and Deanna went on some trip for like 2 hours listening to nothing but Mitch Hedberg. Uh-huh.
So funny.
There was one where he has the guy playing the upright bass and it's being recorded. And he his first like 15 minutes, he was bombing. So he kept going,
yeah.
All right, I'm going to take that laugh that you guys just did and put it up to this joke because that's a really good joke, but you guys don't understand.
I'm going to edit that. Be aware.
And then he started doing his old jokes at the end, and people started dying at all the ones they all knew.
Yeah. Every time I'm on an escalator, I think of him. Because if you go to Newark Airport right now, all the escalators are broke. They're fixing them all. Uh-huh. So it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
So his joke was, escalators can never break. They just become stairs. Escalators. They can just become stairs.
Oh, 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 yeah!
Oh, oh. All right, man. Let's rock and roll. We got a lot of things to think about. I got to get the Sebastian Bach thing going. We got to start upping these podcasts for more performance stuff so we can start doing them live.
Yeah.
And
you definitely have to get something to do the podcast at the shows, though.
We have to. Have to get a recording device to bring on these festivals.
Yeah.
And, my God, next week's going to be a whirlwind. I have Troy, New York on a Friday. Saturday, the festival. Saturday night, New Brunswick.
Ugh.
That gives me an adrenaline rush just thinking about it. I get off on thinking about it. All right, cool beans. Anything else? We good? I think feel better? Good. What, Deanna?
That's so
she hasn't
funny
been sneezing.
To, it's so funny to me that you're just like, yes, I can't wait to do like one thing right after the other.
I can't
like,
wait. I feel like a rock star.
Like the festival right into going to New Brunswick.
Oh, isn't that stressing, the drive there? You don't get stressed like being like, if I hit traffic, I'm not going to make it.
There's
plenty of time. Yeah,
they bumped we did have a good time slot. We had like 5:40 or something like that. But then I thought, oh my God.
Then you would have been stressed.
Well, what I would have been stressed about, like Chicago, it started almost 45 minutes later.
Oh, yeah.
So if the set is pushed back.
Oh, God, yeah.
Now I got a serious situation.
Right.
And I can't.
It's just the band. It's just the rowdy.
It's just, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rowdy.
Loud and Rowdy.
I do want to change the name.
You do?
Yeah, I don't like the name.
But you can't do it on
I
the
can't
record
do it now.
Yeah.
But the next record I can change it.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like we're definitely
what would
something
it be?
Not the Loud and Rowdy.
What happened to
Jim
Metal
Brewer
Life
and the March
Crisis
of the Penguins?
March of the Penguins.
March of the Penguins. I honestly want to get I liked the Regulator theme of like I don't know. I like a whole...
Because it's like a gang?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. And it's an agenda gang with a whole different set of rules.
Right.
Maybe the next time you... Or the first time that you guys all get together with the new group.
Yeah.
When you're jamming or when you're exploring.
Maybe it'll
like
just come out.
Will,
I think, yeah.
Something
Steel
will
goat
feed.
Steel Goat.
It's not a bad name, but I but yeah, we'll figure it out. All right, man.
All right.
I'll see you guys next. We'll see. God, we got a busy week.
Tomorrow we got, right? We got a rehearsal tomorrow.
Yes.
Not too late. Got to be up early Wednesday.
Correct. Me and Artie are going to the Mets Nationals in Washington.
Whoa.
On a bus with the Seven Line Army.
Whoa.
They have three or four buses.
Three or four. So they're bringing like 1,500 people.
When do you leave?
I think
8 a.m. 8 a.m. I hope it's a little later. Yeah.
From City Field.
I don't understand how that's fun.
Oh, it's the great. Really? Just imagine you going on three busloads with all Yankee fans.
Oh.
Just imagine.
To Baltimore.
But here's the thing. They're not even Boston. Animals. They're not animals. You think animals. It's like families, elderly people. It's all different ages. But you all love the Yankees, mm-hmm. whatever team you're into. Now you show up there and you go on a march.
March of the Penguins.
Literally. And they take over the street on the march to the stadium. And you're all in the Yankees colors, but you're like in Minnesota.
Right, right.
Or in you're Boston.
You'd be in Boston because Mets and Nats are a huge rivalry. So you're walking through the streets of Washington.
You're going to live Facebook?
I am.
Yeah, you should.
And now you're going through the streets and you're part of this march. And then you take over an entire three sections, and the whole game you're yelling, screaming, whether you're winning or losing.
So everyone sits in the same area?
Yes, we all sit together.
How do you work that out?
This guy's brilliant. His name's Darren. He manages where he goes. A lot of these stadiums can't sell out all the time. So he gets, give me the bleachers, give me the upper deck, give me 2,000 seats, and I'll get rid of them for you.
And plus now this game, it's a Wednesday at 4 o'clock.
Hmm. So they give us 2,000 seats. We all wear the same shirt.
So he gets 2,000 seats, and then everyone buys them from him.
Correct, and you get a T-shirt and all. It's brilliant.
Yeah, they have their own line of clothing.
So he makes money. He's got his own clothing.
They're huge.
He's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Wow, that's cool.
What's his name?
Darren.
Still don't think
that's
I was
Seven Line Army.
Seven Line Army. So anyway, it's fun.
So let me tell you about this. Remember last week I started with the deepdiscount.com? So my daughter jumped on it, and she's all hopped up, and now... See, when it spreads like wildfire with the teenagers, then you're on to something. But it's also me, Artie Cheese, who you hear once in a while, he's all on it. So once again, let me just tell you what it is, all right? It's CDs, it's DVDs, it's Blu-rays, vinyl, video games, which my daughter's all over... I go to Walmart. That's $300. What? It's a Walmart. It's like a dollar store. Forget that. So that's where I get my games now. I'm already loaded up for Christmas. Even though I hate saying that, but I'm just being honest. So you get your video games, anything else like that, you go to deepdiscount.com. You find everything they're looking for. Deepdiscount.com. And it's famous for all that. So, I mean, our band just made a vinyl thing for cancer, so I don't think it'll be on there yet. But who knows, maybe in a couple months, you'll see Songs from the Garage, the Loud and Rowdy, on deepdiscount.com. So I thought also when I went on deepdiscount.com, I thought it was just, you know, old stuff, like, Zeppelin, I get it. But no, they have all the new stuff, which is where my kids get all hopped up. You know, they also have the box sets, stuff like that, the Led Zeppelin, the complete BBC sessions, whole thing, remastered, supervised, Jimmy Page, expanded with 8 unreleased BBC recordings, including 3 yet rescued from the previous lost session from 1969. Don't laugh at me, though. So deepdiscount.com, trust me, just take 2 minutes of your time and you'll see what's going on there. You'll also find all of my material, all my DVDs, and my latest release Songs from the Garage. Yes, now I really like this place. And starting tomorrow, and for 2 days only, you got 2 days, save an extra 15% with code Fall 15. Fall 15. You got that? At deepdiscount.com. Our newest sponsor, thank you, Deep Discount.
All right, c'est la vie. Talk to you soon.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to today's podcast. You could email us at metalandmepodcast@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook, search The Metal and Me, or hit us up on Twitter at The Metal and Me. We appreciate any feedback, questions, comments, ideas. Thanks again.
Coming soon, metalandme.com.